This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers radio network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Welcome into another edition of Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. Folks, it all starts tonight. The 2024 Stanley Cup Final, Game 1, gets underway tonight shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. So, of course, everything we're talking about here this hour is going to have to do with tonight and the Stanley Cup Final as a whole. It's the Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers, two very deserving teams, the two best teams. They're meeting in the Stanley Cup Final. It all starts tonight. And just to let you know how we're covering things across the Panthers radio network, obviously we'd love to see you at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Understand, it's a hot ticket. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com. You can head over there, see what's left, if anything. But again, if you're not going to be out there tonight, we'll have you covered across the Panthers radio network, and here's how it all goes. 8 o'clock shortly thereafter, we'll be dropping the puck. We'll get things going with Panthers preview on the radio network at 7:30. So we'll get you set beginning at 7:30, whether you're tuned in South Florida on 560 WQAM, our flagship home, Real Radio 92.1 of the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Keys, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast. We'll have you covered at 7:30. But if you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, I mentioned our flagship home, 560 WQAM, you can catch an extra exclusive local 30-minute pregame segment beginning at 7 p.m. So that'll take you up to the network pregame at 7:30, which will take you up to the drop of the puck shortly after 8 o'clock. We will get you set for everything tonight. I'll be on the call with Billy Lindsay, as always. Kevin Rogers will be along, and we will bring you Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. So that's all tonight. You can find us on the Panthers app as well. It makes it so easy to tune in. You want to sync us up to the national TV broadcast on ABC. Here's a little tip. Here's how you do it. You can pause your TV at a whistle and then press play on your TV when you hear that same whistle on the radio broadcast. So that'll have you all synced up, and you'll be able to get our exclusive local broadcast of tonight's Stanley Cup Final Game 1. You can do that all the way through the Stanley Cup Final as well. Coming up in this edition of the Panthers Insider Show, again, we're going to be previewing tonight's action. We've got some sound coming up from Media Day. We'll hear from Panthers President CEO Matt Caldwell in a moment. We'll hear from the General Manager Bill Zito in a moment. We'll hear from a couple of the Panthers, caught up with Kevin Stenlund. We'll hear from Evan Rodriguez. We'll also get a little bit from the Oilers side, see how they're approaching things. A couple of the Edmonton Oilers I caught up with yesterday, defenseman Cody Ceci and centerman Adam Henrique. We'll hear from them coming up in just a few moments. Caught up with them at Media Day. And again, Media Day, to set the stage, it's everybody from both teams in different shifts. They practice and then they talk to the media afterwards. So had a chance to catch up with a lot of folks yesterday, including Jack Michaels, the radio voice of the Edmonton Oilers. He's going to stop by segment number two. We'll preview the series with him. And then after that, coming up later on in the hour from NHL Network, Catherine Tappan will join the show, so we'll get her thoughts as we preview the Stanley Cup Final. So lots to get to coming up here in this edition of Panthers Insider. And well, folks, just a reminder, folks, you got game one tonight shortly after 8. We'll drop the puck. Game two is going to be Monday night shortly after 8 o'clock. And then the series will shift to Edmonton for Thursday Thursday evening, as the Panthers and the Oilers will get things going for game three shortly after 8 Eastern. That's going to be Thursday night. And just to let you know the different ways to follow along, we'll have you covered across the radio network for everything. But the Game 3 Watch Party, that's going to be at Amerant Bank Arena, presented by Funky Buddha, coming up on the 13th, folks. The party starts at 7. There will be specials, giveaways, and more. Get your tickets now, FloridaPanthers.com. Lots of sound to get to, so we are going to dive right into it. We've got a lot to send your way. First up, Panthers President CEO Matt Caldwell speaking yesterday at Media Day, and he was asked plain and simple for the organization, what does it mean to be back in the Stanley Cup Final for the second straight year?
I mean, consistency is everything, especially in this market where there's been a lot of volatility with our teams. And, you know, last year was great. We had high expectations, but got into the playoffs, you know, last week of the season and went on a little bit of a Cinderella run. But this year, you know, right from the beginning of the regular season, the team was just so consistent throughout the year. The attendance has been amazing, as you all know. So to be back here, you know, back-to-back Stanley Cup Finals, it's a dream come true. And there's only one step left now, is to get over the hump of last year.
So that was Panthers President CEO Matt Caldwell, asked what it means to be back in the Stanley Cup Final for the second straight year as an organization. The Panthers had a great finish to last season, of course. You know, a lot of teams would love to have been in that Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers just fell short, though, against the Vegas Golden Knights. Had that great run, I should say, leading up to the Stanley Cup Final. Didn't end the way they wanted it to, but valuable experience was gained. And, well, yesterday at Media Day, Panthers General Manager Bill Zito was asked how he approached improving upon last year's team, which again, they got all the way to the Cup Final. How do you improve last year's team heading into this season?
Identifying the goals was easy, right? Because we had some significant injuries to some of the defense, and we knew we had to answer that, and we wanted to maybe try to add some players in other areas. And a lot of it is a function of who's available and who wants to come as well. So that really was our focus, was this: we have to find some D, and we were fortunate that we had the right guys who wanted to come, and they fit in, and they came at numbers that would fit within our cap. And it was also, I think, quite beneficial that the coaching staff bought in right away and gave them the opportunity to succeed.
And a lot of guys came in and built on successful seasons last year as Panthers, and a lot of guys came in first year as Panthers and had really nice seasons, and we'll hear from a couple of those guys here in just a moment. But first, the head coach of the Panthers, Paul Maurice, right here, who was asked a few days ago, plain and simple. We've had a lot of time to talk about this matchup because, remember, the Panthers have, again, been off for about a week now, and the Edmonton Oilers, they finished off the Western Conference Final back on Sunday night. So here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice a few days back, plain and simple, on the matchup against the Oilers and what stands out.
The interesting thing is they're a way better defensive team than, like, their defensive analytics are almost as good as ours. We're a way better offensive team than people know as well. So it's both sides of the puck. You have to defend against the whole group, active back end, clearly superstars up front. And then we got some really good players too. So it's both sides of the puck equally weighted. We play an aggressive defensive game when we don't have the puck, and I think we attack pretty smartly when we do. I feel the same way about their game. Their defensive game is far stronger, far more structured than I think I hear on when I'm watching the games or I read about.
And we'll have some thoughts on Edmonton's defensive game coming up in a moment from one of their defensemen. But first, some thoughts from a couple of the Panthers. A few days back, had a chance to catch up with Evan Rodriguez. And you can see the full conversation on FloridaPanthers.com. Evan and I talked for about 10, 11 minutes or so. Had some great stuff, great thoughts heading into this Stanley Cup Final series. But here's a cut from that, as, again, Evan Rodriguez a few days back said, as we approach game one here, he always tries to take it all in before a game.
Yeah, you know, it's something I always try to do. I always try to, you know, look around the rink and just, you know, smile. Just it's almost unbelievable the, you know, situation you're in. The, you know, crowd is incredible. Fans have been incredible. It's loud. You're playing in the Stanley Cup Finals, and you take, you know, a second or two, you know, pre or post anthem to just look around and really appreciate what, you know, you've been given, and puts a smile on your face. And for me, it gets me even more into the game, gets me amped up, gets me, you know, a little bit loose, not nervous, and you just go out and play. And the, you know, our crowd's been great all playoffs long, and yeah, looking forward to hearing what they can bring in game one.
When you get on the ice in this series, obviously the two teams that are there, they're the two teams that are there for a reason. They've got elite players on the other side. Everybody knows 97-29, McDavid, Draisaitl. Over the course of a series, everybody is going to be on the ice against those guys in some capacity. How do you shut down two guys like that? How do you key on two guys like that? And just in terms of the matchup overall, what stands out for you?
I think the biggest thing for us is playing our game. I think first and foremost, you know, we have to continue to do what's made us successful all year. When you look at, you know, guys like McDavid and Draisaitl, we play everybody hard. They're not going to be any different. I think you have to know where they are on the ice more than maybe anyone else. You got to really, you know, they can be gone in a split second. So, you know, just making sure you know where they are is going to be key. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, we play them just as hard as we play anybody on the ice, and maybe just give them a little extra attention.
Evan Rodriguez there. And again, the whole conversation I had with Evan was probably 10, 11 minutes long. You can see the video version, the whole thing, at FloridaPanthers.com. It's up there, and you can check it out at your convenience. Again, on all the Panthers social channels as well, you can find it out there. Yesterday at Media Day, I had a chance to catch up with another guy who is in his first season as a Panther, just finished his first regular season as a Panther, in his first playoff run as a Panther, Kevin Stenlund. And first thing I asked him was how excited he is to get this series going.
Well, obviously, yeah, it's been a long time waiting, and we're ready for it. We're going tomorrow, and it's a lot of excitement in a row.
How much will you take an opportunity, even if it's only for a split second before puck drop, to just take it all in? Because the atmosphere is going to be amazing, and it's game one of the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think it all starts in the warm-ups, and you see all the fans will be there, and even skating before the game, it'll be electric.
And it's been kind of a point of emphasis. We've heard the players, the coaches, a lot of people talk about it, but to be able to go through this with a smile on your face, enjoy yourself. Obviously, there's going to be pressure. You probably want some pressure to an extent, but to be able to enjoy it, how important is that?
Yeah, you got to enjoy this. Like, this is the best time of our lives, so we got to be focused, but still be relaxed and take pride in what we do.
You've been able to take any wisdom, anything from the guys who played in it last year, to any pointers, anything like that?
Not yet, but I'm sure that'll come along as soon as the game starts or the series goes on here. So it'll be fun.
And the last thing for me here, I know you've been asked this question a lot over the course of the series. Everybody's going to be matched up with the big guns from Edmonton. How do you match up against guys like that? What are the biggest keys against those elite offensive weapons they have?
Well, just be aware of when they're on ice. I mean, they're real skilled guys. You just got to be close and get take their time and space away, and just try and focus on your game.
So Kevin Stenlund of the Panthers right there. Some thoughts from the Panthers side of things. That from Media Day yesterday. As you could tell, there was a lot going on around us as that conversation was happening. Media Day, a busy time. And at Media Day, both teams come out and meet with the media. And, well, the Panthers and the Oilers haven't seen each other since the first half of the season. Edmonton has really evolved a lot since then. The first time the Panthers saw the Oilers, it was so early that the Oilers hadn't made the coaching change yet. So it was before Chris Knobloch took over. The second matchup the Panthers and the Oilers had was shortly after Chris Knobloch took over, before Edmonton really got into its groove that it did during the second half of the season. Remember, they had that long win streak right around Christmas time and through the break, and then of course were able to keep that going through the rest of the year and through the playoffs, and that's why they are in this Stanley Cup final. But again, we haven't seen the Oilers in quite some time. Caught up with a couple of the Edmonton Oilers yesterday at Media Day. First, veteran defenseman Cody Ceci. I asked him first how the Edmonton team defense has made a difference as the season's gone on.
Just over the years, the last couple of years, we found that was the difference in us taking that next step. This year, we really focus in on that, especially throughout playoffs. And I think guys have kind of realized that that is that it's been working, and that is the next step that we needed as a group. We've always had the offense, but I think we needed some fine tuning on the defensive end of things.
Matchup with the Panthers, what stands out for you here going up against this team that you guys don't see that much, and you haven't seen them in quite some time?
Yeah, exactly. We haven't played them in a while, so I think the main thing we need to focus on is our own game. Our own game has gotten us this far, and we just need to bring that, and from there I think we'll make our adjustments.
So we've heard it from each side now, both teams looking to assert their own game when things get going tonight. Last bit of sound here in this segment, another Oiler I caught up to with yesterday, veteran forward Adam Henrique, and again, a guy who was a midseason acquisition by the Oilers, has come in and really provided them some depth. That's become something that has been a bit of a strength for Edmonton that they haven't had in previous years, is a supporting cast beyond some of those big guns. It's a deeper Oilers team this year. Here is Adam Henrique, and he says even at this point in his career, he's played in a cup final before. He hasn't won a Stanley Cup, but he's played in a cup final, and he says it's important to enjoy the moment.
You know, and I think it's important to do that. You know, I mean, it comes and goes pretty quickly when it's all said and done. So it, this is what we play for. So you want to take it all in. Like, today is a special day. There's a lot going on. Kind of leading up to, you know, all week, sorting everything out, getting everything out of the way. So you just focus on hockey is important. So there's a lot of stuff that comes along with being in this position. But, you know, I always think you have to enjoy it, have to enjoy the game, where, you know, wherever you're playing and whatever it may be, and go from there. You know, we certainly are excited to get started and looking forward to, you know, what could be. You know, it's hard not to think about sometimes, but I think, you know, come game one, that focus just on that first shift and getting going and kind of just get back into the rhythm of things playing hockey.
And you spent a lot of time out west, so you haven't played against Barkov a ton, but just as a forward, what's that matchup like, and is there anybody he reminds you of? I know all those matchups you had against Kopitar in LA, yeah, those two draw a lot of comparisons.
Yeah, very similar. You know, he's such a dynamic player, both sides of the puck too. He's not just a high-end offensive guy. He's got the defensive side of the puck covered too. So, you know, a lot of respect for his game and how well he's done. He's so dynamic both sides of the puck. I think, you know, some guys are super high-end offensively, some guys can be defensive in that role, but he's able to do both, which I think is the most impressive thing.
So veteran center Adam Henrique there, as he was talking about Panthers center Alexander Barkov, had some kind words about the Panthers captain and his game. And again, over the course of this series, everybody's going to be matched up with everybody over the course of it. Seven games. All the Panthers are going to have to play against McDavid, Draisaitl, those guys. And on the Edmonton side, I'm sure at some point everybody's going to have their moment or two where they're out on the ice, whether it be against a Barkov, against Matthew Tkachuk, something like that. So we'll see how the series plays out. But that'll take us to the end of this opening segment. We're going to hit the break here because we've got a lot coming your way. Next segment, Jack Michaels, Edmonton Oilers play-by-play voice. He's going to stop by and take us behind enemy lines a little bit, help us set up the series as well. Has a lot of good things to say about the Panthers too. And then after that, we'll hear from Catherine Tappan from NHL Network. That's going to be coming up in segment number three. We'll get her thoughts on the upcoming Stanley Cup final. Lots more to come here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you on a Saturday morning, previewing game one of the Stanley Cup final right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning, as always. And we are getting ready for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. 8 o'clock face-off at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise, 7:30 across the radio network. We'll get you started with Panthers preview on the network. If you're tuned in, Miami-Dade and Broward counties on our flagship home 560 WQAM, or on the Panthers app, you can get exclusive local pregame coverage beginning at 7 p.m. And, of course, we go live at 7:30 on the network. Real Radio 92.1 on the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Keys, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast. Lots of different places to consume Panthers hockey, as I always say.
consume Panthers hockey in mass quantities. It's really good for you right now. Doug Plagans here with you as always, joined by a special guest here, the play-by-play voice of the Edmonton Oilers, Jack Michaels, a man I've known for a long time. And Jack, I want to thank you very much for stopping by. But before we get into talking about the matchup, I got to say, it is one of those things, it's surreal to think about. I remember being in opposing ECHL broadcast booths with you years back. We're talking about 15, 16 years ago. And now to be able to see you in the press box tonight at the Stanley Cup Final, I can't wait.
What I don't understand is how 16 years have gone by. You don't have a line in your face. Your hair is the same color. You're in arguably better shape. You still like wrestling. You have remained unchanged, whereas I have descended into middle age a lot quicker than I'd like to. So somehow you've aged a lot better. Maybe Sunrise has preserved you.
Well, maybe, who knows? I think you're doing great, Jack. I think you're doing great, Jack. But again, Panthers-Oilers, the series gets going tonight. We've had a lot of time to break this down. I know you've had a lot of time to talk about the series with a lot of different people. Just giving us the broad scope, this Edmonton Oilers team, the way the season went. If you had to give us kind of the shortened version of it, they had the rocky start, the coaching change, and then really post January 1st, everything just really got rolling. They had that long win streak. You look at the journey this season has been for Edmonton. How do you sum it up?
Well, you didn't do a bad job yourself right there. I mean, that was one thing. I will say this, Doug, that, you know, at 2-9-1, you start to wonder, all right, when are we going to dig ourselves out of this? You know, from an Edmonton standpoint, is like, how quickly can you get it turned around? Because at some point you're going to start running out of runway. Now, what I couldn't have envisioned, as you talked about, is at U.S. Thanksgiving, you're 30th place. I mean, they came out of this particular road trip with losses to Florida, Tampa, and Carolina in succession. There was a chance to salvage it post-Thanksgiving in Washington, D.C. Stuart Skinner got the start, shut him out. Edmonton reeled off 8 wins in a row. Panthers again went up to Edmonton in December, triggered a bit of a 3-game slide, I believe. And then you win the 16 in a row. I mean, that Panthers loss ultimately paved the way for 16 in a row. And when I started to think that Edmonton might have a real shot, it's towards the back end of that streak. You started looking at the numbers. And it wasn't 16 wins in a row by 7-4 or 8-3 or 9-5. It was 1-3-1 or 4-1 victory after another. They held their opponents to 2 goals or less in 14 of those 16 victories. It was kind of a end-of-the-season winning streak in the middle of the season in terms of buckling down, breaking opponents down. And that's what I think Floridians are about to see, is Edmonton is not the high-octane two-trick pony that perhaps they once were. Perhaps they earned that reputation 4 or 5 years ago. This club defends well. It's got great 5-on-5 numbers in addition to penalty killing. I mean, so many people have asked me, like, you know, what challenges do Florida present? Trust me, Florida's thinking the same way from Edmonton. I mean, this is not the same team that the Panthers beat in November and December. Now, I realize Florida isn't either. The Panthers have gotten better. When I break down this series, it's two teams that actually are far more similar than they are different.
Jack Michaels, play-by-play voice of the Oilers, here with us. And Jack, in mentioning that, I think one other thing I want you to tell us about, because obviously the Oilers play in the Western Conference. Panthers haven't seen the Oilers in quite some time, so long ago that you really can't take anything from those regular season matchups. Exactly. Not that we would, but you can't really take anything out of those because they happened so long ago, and both teams have really evolved since then. But on this playoff run, the Panthers have faced Andre Vasilevsky and Jeremy Swayman and Igor Shesterkin, all household names. Stuart Skinner, local guy in Edmonton. I know he's popular locally. He's from the area, played his junior hockey out in Alberta. A guy that everybody out there is obviously rooting really hard for. But what should Panthers fans who maybe haven't seen Stuart Skinner play before in person, what should they know about him? And what qualities as a goaltender does he possess that lend themselves to the big stage?
Well, you and I are familiar with a movie called Tombstone, where Kurt Russell played Wyatt Earp. Stuart Skinner looks exactly like him. I mean, and he's got that cool demeanor. that helped him escape a real rough patch in the Vancouver series. I mean, the Oilers got through the Vancouver series with their number one goaltender at an .833 save percentage. I mean, that is impossible to do in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and they were able to do it. Calvin Pickard gave him a couple of quality starts, and then Skinner shut the door in game 6 and 7. And then here's the biggest thing, and this is why I think Florida would be mindful to understand of what exactly they're dealing with, is Edmonton went into Dallas, and I think you and I, if we had had this same conversation before the Edmonton-Dallas series, we would have probably conceded that going in, Dallas has the edge in depth and goaltending. Well, Edmonton has the same 16 different guys with a Stanley Cup playoff goal that Dallas does. And head-to-head, Skinner outplayed Jake Oettinger, who, along with Bobrovsky, is considered, generally speaking, two of the top five goalies in the NHL. Skinner is outside that conversation. Yet, head-to-head, Skinner outplayed him. It was the difference in the series, among many. But it was a major factor in the series, certainly in the last game, where Edmonton was outshot 34-10 and by all rights should have been flying down to Dallas for a game 7. The reason they didn't was Stuart Skinner. So as much as I respect Bobrovsky, and he's going to have a chance to win a third Vezina, and he's really, I think you'd agree with me, rediscovered his A game in the last 3 years. He's found like kind of a second career, if you will. I'm not sure it's as big of an edge as we would think going in. I don't see there being highly competitive advantages in this series between these two teams. These are veteran, desperate teams who've been around it but haven't won it. And that's why I think we're going to see, I mean, a series truly fought for until the very end, because these teams are filled with guys who've almost won it but haven't won it.
Panthers and the Oilers, the series gets going tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. Jack Michaels kind enough to take a few moments out for us as we prepare for this one. He's the play-by-play voice of the Oilers, and Jack, you mentioned the depth that Edmonton has, and over the McDavid-Draisaitl era, as you said, maybe if there was one point of criticism on the Oilers, that the supporting cast at times, maybe they were looking for more out of it. But now they are getting more out of it. You mentioned the depth that this team has. If there's a non-McDavid-Draisaitl forward who's made a big impact, and I know Ryan Nugent-Hopkins has been involved in this team for a long time, and he's playing every situation, and he's doing a heck of a job here in this playoff run. If there's a guy who's maybe been the unsung hero as far as the supporting cast is concerned, who's been the most instrumental guy on this Edmonton team?
Well, I think, you know, on both teams, you're going to see it just as likely decided between Anton Lundell, Etulu Ostarinen, Connor Brown, Matthias Janmark, Dylan Holloway. I think these are the guys that are going to decide this series. McDavid and Draisaitl, I do think, have a rare ability to elevate, and maybe, all due respect to who you just played, but do you really expect McDavid and Draisaitl to disappear the way Panarin and Zibanejad did? I think that would be foolish to expect that. McDavid and Draisaitl are two of the top four guys in the history of the game when it comes to points per game in the playoffs. The other two guys are 99 and 66, and your listeners don't need to be explained to who those people are. I just think, ultimately, though, that when you've got Sasha Barkov and you've got some of Florida's strong two-way game, maybe there's not McDavid and Draisaitl winning this series. Maybe it's not them who makes the difference. So then, to your point, I look at those support players. Connor Brown, he had the two clears late in the game in Dallas. He had a tight situation where he had a goal and two primary helpers in three consecutive games. He's starting to find it after recovering from a year-long ACL battle. And again, I think it's guys like Janmark, like Brown, that can make the difference in this series. I mean, Edmonton's killed off 28 straight penalties coming into this series. Their penalty killing, and not their power play, has been the difference in Edmonton advancing to this point and going home in the second round. Their penalty kill has been great. You know, do I think Florida's going to put Edmonton on the power play 5 or 6 times? Probably not. I don't think Florida will do that. I think there's enough healthy respect for Edmonton's power play that we're probably only going to see a couple of power plays aside in this series. So it's going to come to 5-on-5. And my suspicion is you and I will be talking about the third and fourth lines a lot before this series will be over. And one way or another, it might tip the scales in one team's favor.
Jack Michaels giving us the Edmonton perspective. One or two more before we let you get out of here. But Jack, we've had a lot of time, obviously, to preview this series. And you mentioned Barkov as one of the guys who's going to come in handy, to say the least, if when it comes time to try and neutralize the big guns on the Edmonton side. But as we break down this series, as you've previewed it from your end, we know the playoffs are kind of where stars are born, where players' stocks rise. Gus Forsling has entered the conversation quite a bit here. We know how good he's been the last few years here, but it seems like across the hockey world, finally getting the credit that he deserves. How much is he coming up out there in Western Canada in discussions when it comes to the previewing of this series?
Not much. I mean, it's the same as, you know, our Floridians. They're enraptured, I'm sure, by the fact that Evan Bouchard is, you know, the third leading scorer in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and he's about to do something that only Paul Coffey, Brian Leetch, and maybe one other guy I've ever done. I've got it in my notes, and that's 30 points in a Stanley Cup playoff season for a defenseman. I mean, but Matthias Ekholm is Edmonton's version of Gustav Forsling. Al MacInnis is the guy I was trying to think of.
Jack really does a lot of homework there. I saw it all.
Yeah, so my point being is Forsling is, I mean, you even look at their numbers this year. You know, Ekblad was obviously the first overall pick. Brandon Montour has obviously put up huge numbers when he's been healthy for Florida. But Gustav Forsling, much like Matthias Ekholm, allows those other guys to be who they are. And Forsling can skate himself out of danger. He can make a terrific first pass. He's solid in his own end. Like Bouchard, a better defender than he probably gets credit for. And when you're plus a million like he is, I mean, Ekholm was plus 44, and he was third. I mean, Forsling was plus 56. I don't know who was in the middle, but he won it easily. I still think there's validity to that stat. I mean, wouldn't Chicago like to have Gustav Forsling right about now?
Chicago, Carolina, yeah. Vancouver, any of the teams that have had his rights at a given time.
They had a look. You know, there's so many good players in this series, and then there's so many guys like Forsling, like Ekholm, that are kind of under the radar. But what their talents do is allow the guys around them to explore the ultimate facets of their game. Evan Bouchard is not putting up, you know, an 80-point season if Matthias Ekholm isn't his sidecar, I guarantee you, because he's going to have to spend more time in his own zone defending. Forsling's the same way. He makes everyone else around him better in addition to the kind of player he is.
Jack Michaels, the voice of the Oilers, kind enough to stop by for us. Jack, last thing, how excited are you to be on the mic for a Stanley Cup Final Game 1 here this evening in what's going to be a raucous environment at Amerant Bank Arena?
It's my first trip to any Stanley Cup Final. I've never been here. I'm obviously, you know, thrilled to be working with you. It's fun to be surrounded by people you know. You know, you work all this season, you call 100 games, and you get a chance to, you know, be on the biggest stage and watch the world's greatest athletes go toe-to-toe. What I'm most excited about is this series in particular. Again, for the reasons I outlined, two veteran clubs that haven't won, we're going to see a nasty, hard-fought series with a lot on the line, and that's what I'm most excited about. I expect this series to be so highly competitive. Doug, the only surprise for me is if it's shorter than six games. I can't envision any scenario where one team mops the floor with the other. I don't see it happening.
I know. We can't wait to get it going here this evening. Jack Michaels, the play-by-play voice of the Edmonton Oilers, kind enough to stop by. Jack, we will see you out there tonight.
Always good to see you, Doug, and I hope South Floridians know what they've got. One of the best people, one of the best talents in this entire business.
Well, I have to say first, thank you. You're too kind, but I've looked up to your work since the day I met you, so thanks for everything over the years.
That's only because I'm older and much more haggard than you are.
He's here, a heck of a broadcaster and a treat to listen to. He's Jack Michaels, play-by-play voice of the Oilers, kind enough to stop by. And folks, we've got more of the Panthers Insider Show coming up on the other side of the break as we count it down to Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight at Amerant Bank Arena, 8 o'clock face-off. Folks, this is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
We welcome
welcome you back in here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Big thanks to Jack Michaels for his time last segment. Panthers and the Oilers, game one of the Stanley Cup Final coming up tonight from Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Dropping the puck shortly after 8. Pre-game across the network starts at 7:30, wherever you're tuned in right now. You can catch us later on. And then 7 o'clock, if you're in Miami-Dade and Broward Counties, tuned in on our flagship home, 560 WQAM. Or if you go over to the handy-dandy Panthers app and hit that radio button in the top right corner, you'll be able to get the exclusive extra local pregame from 7 to 7:30 this evening, as I'll be on the call with Billy Lindsay, as always, and Kevin Rogers will be along, and we'll get you all set up for all the Game 1 action this evening. Well, also to help us get set for the Game 1 action tonight, yesterday at Media Day, I had a chance to catch up with Catherine Tappan from NHL Network. You can find Catherine and the whole team on NHL Network with great coverage throughout the entirety of the Stanley Cup Final, and folks had a chance catch up with her. And the first thing I asked Catherine Tappan was what she saw as the big storylines coming up in this Stanley Cup Final.
Well, you're right. I mean, there's so many storylines, and they're great storylines, as we always dig up for the Stanley Cup Final. These ones kind of just have revealed themselves to us. I love the Sam Bennett, Connor McDavid relationship dating back to when they were kids. You know, played mini sticks together, grew up together about 30 miles north of Toronto. I just always love when there's a player from each team that has known the other one, and they're like best friends, and then you got to put it all aside for a best of seven game series. That'll be interesting. I love, you know, you've got two very different coaching stories. You've got a veteran coach who's one of the longest tenured coaches and winningest coaches in the NHL and in history. And then you've got a young coach in, you know, Coach Knobloch, who came up, you know, gets the call in November to come take over this Edmonton team from AHL Hartford, and, you know, leaves his family behind in Connecticut and goes on an absolute run with the Edmonton Oilers to lead them to the Stanley Cup Final. So that's a great, intriguing storyline. And then the goaltending. I mean, you kind of have a little bit of question mark, you might call it, with Stu Skinner. I mean, he's shown that he can certainly get his team to this point, but Bobrovsky's a proven winner. He's a, you know, he's a guy that's looking for that championship. He's a veteran, and I don't know, I could probably go on and on and on, but I think those are some of the key ones that I'm going to be looking out for.
Catherine Tappan, NHL Network, kind enough to stop by with us here on the Panthers Insider Show. And you mentioned Paul Maurice, and I know that you've covered a lot of different coaches over time, and you've seen coaches you know, come through the sport and in other sports too, but the way Paul Maurice communicates the game, I thought that would be something that would play well not only with his locker room but also with the market here in South Florida. It seems like the whole hockey world has really been captivated by Paul Maurice when he's come in to talk, whether it be post game, in game, wherever. What's been your favorite thing about watching Paul Maurice here over his tenure with the Panthers?
Yeah, well, I just think, you know, he's a unique individual as a person and as a coach. I had the opportunity to work with Coach Maurice way back in the day on some of our winter classics at the NHL Network when he was in transition and coaching, and we get a lot of coaches that are, you know, biding time before their next gig. Could not have been more pleasant to work with, extremely respectful, and that's exactly how he is with the media here. That's how he's been his whole career, and I appreciate that as a journalist, just being able to talk to a coach and getting the truth. He's very honest, very candid. We just had him on the set. We could have had him on the set for 5 hours today, and it's the day before Stanley Cup Final Game 1. But I think that translates to his players. He understands when he needs to be stern. He understands when he can have fun with them. He understands when he's got to make an adjustment in the lineup that might not be the most, you know, sexy change for the team. But he is a true blue person, you know, and you see it. He's very thoughtful with his responses with the media, and he gets it. He knows that this was a mock market that needed a coach that could put themselves out there in order to gain that fandom. And he understands that. There's a business side to this. He has put himself out in the community. His players have done that. I have friends that live in this area that were never, I'm like, we grew up in New Jersey. You guys never talked about hockey. They all come to Florida, and all of a sudden, they're Panthers fans. I'm like, wait, what? You know, I grew up in an area where we had the Islanders, the Devils, the Rangers, and now they come here, and they're big sports fans. They're big Panthers fans because of what this team has done in the community in recent years. And a lot of that has to do with Paul Maurice and, you know, just allowing it to happen, putting himself out there, making himself available. Which is a huge benefit in a market like this that now, look, you've got an incredible fan base that's going to give you an advantage in the Stanley Cup Final, having home ice advantage.
And Catherine, you look at this Panthers team, just having heard from some of the players, you heard from Paul Maurice, in your mind, how would you say they're approaching this differently this time around?
Well, I covered the team last year a little bit during the playoffs for TNT up until when they beat Toronto. And I will say, this team seems just very much more mature with the success that's come their way. You know, last year it was like, you weren't supposed to be here. Let's just have fun with this. Let's have a good time and we'll make the most of it. As, yes, we're going to try and win the cup, but we got here, you know, and almost like didn't know what to expect. This year's team seems incredibly relaxed. They were here last year. They know, probably internally more than any of us, missing piece, what it's going to take to win. That I'm sure that communication has happened inside that locker room. We would never be privy to that. But there's got to be a reason that they're going to use that's going to propel them to win the Stanley Cup this year. And I just think that they have a little bit different perspective. They know how hard it takes to get to this point. There's no guarantee they'll be back again next year. And you just see a sense of maturity handling the magnitude of this. You know, it's a humongous thing to get to this point for any athlete, to get to the penultimate game, to get to the Super Bowl, to get to the World Series. And it takes a lot of concentration to make sure that the outside noise doesn't distract you. They had all that outside noise last year. Now they understand how to handle it.
And in hearing from the Edmonton side of things, obviously the storyline there, you have, you know, the whole country of Canada potentially.
Yeah.
Although I still don't know that I see Flames fans rooting for the Oilers, or maybe even Canucks fans for that matter.
So.
But at the same time, they have a chance to do something that no Canadian team's done in a long time. So whether or not there's pressure there, who knows? But it's also a team that started slow, had a coaching change, evolved their game over the course of the year. What stood out to you about the way that this team's handled itself getting to this big stage?
Well, just the fact that they've handled so much adversity makes them incredibly dangerous. I mean, there is an element to a team when they handle ups and downs and trials and tribulations in one season that makes them a step above their opponent because they faced it. There's nothing they're afraid of. There's nothing they can't do as a group. We just had Evander Kane on the set with us on the show, and he talked about, we've been through it all together. We're all teammates. We get on that plane together. We're friends. We want to be around one another. It's a full unit. And I think that the pressure of being in Canada, like, they don't have that opening up games 1 and 2 here in Florida. They don't have to listen to the noise. They don't have to listen to the media. They don't have to see, tons of fans around their car when they leave the arena at night. And I think that's going to help them because they have an opportunity to get their feet wet in the Stanley Cup final without all of the crazy pressure they're going to deal with back in Canada. But, it's a team that's been through a lot. They have a wonderful coach that now understands what this... I mean, listen, he inherited a really good team. And they knew they were a good team in spite of what the record said at the beginning of the season. They knew they were good. They knew the tools they had. Defensively, they're outstanding. That defense has allowed Stuart Skinner to have his ups and downs, to be able to figure out how to play in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And, I think that will all bode in the favor of the Edmonton Oilers. It's really a tale of two teams here. You could argue both sides. They're both very different perspectives, but that's an opportunity for both teams to have a chance to win the Stanley Cup.
And a good lead into the last thing I was going to ask you here, I guess, plain and simple, fill in the blank, but the Panthers' best chance to win this series is if what happens for the Edmonton Oilers? The Oilers can have success if what happens?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. All right, I think the Panthers will have success if they stick to their physical style of play, continue to put the amount of shots on net that they have throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs, 33, 35 shots on goal, and take advantage of home ice. I think the Edmonton Oilers will win if they continue to throw the offensive mindset and prowess of Draisaitl and McDavid down the throats of the Florida Panthers. Just continue to pressure, make them play defense both ends of the ice, and play their high flying style of play. That's what's going to win. That's what's got them here, and that's what's going to win them a Stanley Cup. And I'm not doing predictions because I have no idea.
I wasn't going to put you on the spot.
I will say I think it's probably going to go late. I think it's going to be probably a 6 to possibly 7 game series, but definitely 6.
I don't think that would
get ready for the travel.
I don't think that would surprise anybody. Last thing, you've covered a ton of big games, big events. Every time you see Lord Stanley's big prize brought out, how excited does that still make?
Yeah, it's amazing. I just was sitting on the set with the NHL Network, and the Stanley Cup was sitting right next to me, and I think I can go back in my phone log and find a photo from, 18 years ago, sitting on the NHL Network set or NHL somewhere, Boston Bruins, with the Stanley Cup. It never gets old. I've covered a lot of great events. It is the greatest trophy in all of sports because of what it takes to win that. 4 rounds, best-of-7 game series, 2.5-plus-month playoff run. There's nothing greater, and I think everybody's eyes get wide open, whether you're a fan and you know about the Stanley Cup and the importance of it, or you're just kind of passing by, you sort of might know about it. It catches the attention, and it has every attention of every player in that lineup on both sides, because they all want to win that thing.
Catherine, thank you so much for taking some time out for us.
Thanks, so good to be with you. I appreciate it.
Catherine Tappan from NHL Network. You can watch NHL Network's Catherine Tappan on NHL Now, NHL Tonight, and reporting throughout the Stanley Cup Final. That takes us to the end of the program. Big thanks to Catherine for her time. Big thanks to Jack Michaels, the voice of the Oilers, for his time last segment. And a big thanks to all of you for tuning in. Tonight, shortly after 8 o'clock, the Stanley Cup Finals begin. Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers. That is this evening. We're on the air across the radio network. Pregame coverage at 7:30. Local pregame on 560 WQAM in South Florida and on the Panthers app beginning at 7 o'clock. We will talk to you tonight, folks. I'm Doug Plagans for Dan Day on the other side of the glass. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.